Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes, Sukkah, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Ha-Halel v'yasimcha Shmoyne. We learned that Halel and Simchas were all 8 days. Ketzan, how is this so? What is the Tana teaching us? And for the Tana Melamed, this teaches us, Shechayiv Adam v'Halel u'v'simcha u'v'chvoid Yom Tiv Ha'achon Shel Chag. These three things, Halel, Simcha, and the proper Kavod, applies, all three apply, to the last day, to Shmini Atzeres, Kishar Kol Yom Ha'achon, the way they would apply to all the other 7 days of Yom Tiv. Okay, what does Halel mean? Halel means to say Halel. What is Simcha? Simcha means to eat from the Shalmei Simcha. We do that on Shmini Atzeres as well. And what's Kavod? Kavod means to be Mechabed, Yom Tiv Ha'achrayin, the way we do the other Yomim Tovim. Now, you may remember, or check your machzor and you'll see, that on Sukkot we say the entire Halel, the whole Halel, all 8 days, unlike Pesach, where we only say it the first 2 days. The reason on Sukkot we say it every day, well, throughout the first days, there's a different carbon. It's really the same carbon, but there's a different amount when it comes to the karbonis. We don't bring the same amount of karbonis every single day. So in that way, each day on its own is like a separate Yom Tov, and Shmini Atzeres, for sure, is considered a regel b'fnei atzmai, a Yom Tov on its own. Throughout Sukkot, we have a mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. A person, his entire family, and the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim explains, ein simcha ela b'basar. A person has to eat the meat of the Shalmei Chagiga. But how do we know this is also true for Shmini Atzeres? Well, that's from the pasuk of Hayisa Ach Semeach, that's l'rabbis Yom Tov Ha'achrayin, that too is included in the Simcha, because originally the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is ta'asa l'cha shivas yamim, for 7 days v'samachta v'chagecha. So we need an extra drasha of Yisa Ach Sameach to include Shmini Atzeres. Wait a second, doesn't Ach usually mean a miut? Ach means but, or just. That means you're being memayat things. And here, we're learning from Ach Sameach to add the mitzvah of Simcha to Shmini Atzeres. So the Gra explains, we understand it this way. At the beginning of Yom Tov, we have the mitzvah of Sukkah, we have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Now the Torah says, Ach Sameach, Shmini Atzeres, just Simcha. So the Ach is a miyut. It's taking everything else away besides the Simcha. Zakta Mishnah weiter. We also learned Sukkah Shiva, that the mitzvah of Sukkah is for 7 days. Ketzad, how exactly do we do this? Well, Gomer Milach, when a person finishes eating on the 7th day, and he doesn't intend to eat anymore. Despite that, loy yatir sukkasai, he should not start taking apart his sukkah. What do you mean? I don't need it anymore. I already ate the suda. Well, how do you know? You're not going to decide to eat a different suda? Maybe someone's going to want to come and join you for a suda? You have to be in the sukkah at any given moment to learn there, sleep there, other things besides eating. But here's what you can do. Avol moirid esakelim. Now remember, their sukkahs were on the roof. So therefore the Mishnah says you can bring down the kelim. You're taking the kelim, the nice spreads, all the nice things that were brought into the sukkah, you can take them down to the house. Min ha-mincha olamayla, from the time of mincha ketana and on. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. Mincha gedayla is 6.5 hours into the day, like a half hour after chutzais. And mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. But before the Zman of Mincha Ketana, you should not take down the Kelim. You should leave them there as a cover to the Yom Tov. Wait a second, so why are we allowed to take it down after Mincha Ketana? After all, it's still officially Sukkot for a short while, but it's still Sukkot. And the entire 7 days, the Sukkot has to be the main place where all your nice Kelim are. So the Mishnah explains it, Nei Kvoid Yom Tov Ha'achon Shel Chag. This is as a Kavod for Shmini Atzeres. We want to show that we're preparing our house for the Suda of the night. That's how we are Mechabed. Remember at the beginning of the Mishnah, we said there are three things that we have to remember for Shmini Atzeres? There's Halel, Simcha, and Kavod. This is the Kavod, that we're taking down the Kelim after Mincha Ketan on the 7th day. We're showing how we're excited to prepare for the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned to explain what we learned earlier, that a halal v'asimcha shmaina, that means halal all 8 days, eating from the Karban Shlamim, the Shalmei Simcha, it's all 8 days, and the Inyan of Kavod, all 8 days. We even show a Kavod for the last day of Yom Tov by compromising a little bit on the Kavod for the seventh day, because after the time of Micha Ketana,